Can you take me through the results of the Voyager PAD study?
Yeah, so Voyager PAD is a unique study. It's a post-intervention PAD trial, really an unselected population just on the basis of lower extremity peripheral artery disease and then randomized to rivaroxaban or placebo. Couple of key points. This population is really quite distinct from that in the COMPASS trial. Very sick population, a lot of COPD and renal dysfunction, not that much coronary disease. Less than a third had coronary disease, only about 11% had a prior MI. So it's a different population, different setting post-intervention. And then also the protocol allowed people to use clopidogrel. So that it really was rivaroxaban on top of the standard of care, and about half did get clopidogrel. So different trial, and because of that, a different endpoint. The primary composite was a unique composite design just for this trial with a composite of acute limb ischemia, major amputation of vascular etiology, myocardial infarction, stroke, and cardiovascular death. So that was the composite. So overall, the population was as I described, and the background care was very good. 80% got statins, about half got clopidogrel, and two-thirds got ACE or ARBs. Of the patients that came in, about a quarter came in with critical limb ischemia, three-quarters with claudication, and about a third got surgical revascularizations, two-thirds got endovascular. And overall, the primary result, it was a positive trial. There was a 15% relative risk reduction with a significant p-value, 0.0089, and it overall met its primary outcome with an absolute risk reduction at 3 years of 2.6%, or a number needed to treat of 39. There was more bleeding. The rates of bleeding were higher with up to major bleeding, but high ratio of 1.43, and an absolute risk increase of about 0.27% per year, about a quarter percent per year. Those are the primary results of the trial.